RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome, one and all, to the Republic of Texas Radio Hour 2. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. And, well, March 31st, 2019. There you go. That's the basics. Kind of want to tell you where we are, who we are. And let's get back to business. Let's get to callers before I move us down the road. Art off the grid. What's going on, man?
Oh, boy, howdy. Let me share an article with you.
Okay.
Organizers of a meeting to discuss an upcoming mayoral race in Georgia barred reporters from attending unless they were African-American. The Wednesday meeting at a church in Savannah was held to try to unite the city's black communities behind a single candidate for mayor in November 5th election. Sign at the door said, "Black press only." White reporters were denied entry, while at least two black reporters and the publisher of a local African-American newspaper were allowed inside. Television cameras and recording devices were also prohibited. The newspaper said the Reverend Clarence Petty Williams, who organized the meeting, declined to discuss the entry policy. Now, that's a very short article, but doesn't it speak a lot? Doesn't it speak a lot to the Democratic Party in Georgia?
I did see that, Art, and it just floored me, too. And they don't call that racism. It just amazes me.
Yep, there's nothing racist about that. And, you know, I have to wonder, how would people react if that sign read Asian press only or Hispanic press only or Polynesian press only? Or what if an Asian reporter or a Hispanic reporter
what you don't wonder about is what they would say if you said white press only.
Oh, no, I actually...
You can wonder about all the other ones, but well, what would happen if they did the white press only.
I did create a Facebook page just to prove a point, because I wanted to see if I was correct about everything I've said about Facebook. So I finally, a few weeks ago, I created a Facebook page, and it's amazing how right I was, but I posted this on my page, and the first thing in it, I said, what about this is not racist? What if the sign read white press only? I actually put that in my post. You know, no one has dared to respond to this at all.
And they didn't ban you.
Isn't that amazing?
Well,
and Steve ended the last segment with can the world get any crazier? And actually, I can foresee sometime in the future when they will do away with the autonomic nervous system and people will have an app on their rectangle to help them breathe.
Well, you know, here is the crazy thing about this. I survived the race riots of the late 1960s, all right? I'm one of them. And I remember when racial tensions in this country were a thing of the past. Racism didn't become an issue until a bunch of mindless zombies allowed a bunch of Zionist propagandists and elitist politicians made it an issue.
It's kind of like, you know, I've got a yellow lab here. Is that politically incorrect? Would I have to call her a Sino-American lab?
Ah, damn it, man. But anyway, you know, that's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at. It's okay. Yeah. To do this as long as you're not white. Well, you know what? I want to thank everyone out there who has jumped on this bandwagon, because with all your Black Lives Matter and your I should be ashamed because I'm white and all of this other crap, you have created in me an anti-religious, homophobic racist. Congratulations, folks. Job well done. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Art. Hey, we got another caller, Mike in Kentucky. We'll go to you really quick. I want to switch over and do some words from the butt tie guy again. And since we're talking about, you know, racial things, let's read some butt tie guy. I have a crazy dream that goes like this. After a whole bunch of think pieces asking why Republicans are so contemptuous towards components of the Democratic base, let's say African-Americans. I thought that was a racist term, African-Americans. And really, the Republicans don't like African-Americans? I never, wow, interesting. But then that's just not true, but whatever. A Republican contender for president starts telling his party that they have to change the way they think, feel, and talk. I believe it's to African-Americans, because whatever. For too long, members of the party have treated African-Americans with scorn. They have? Really? Okay. Let me just make stuff up. That's great. He tell an interviewer, but as someone who has spent time in those communities, what do you mean? African-American communities? Where are those? Is that like an enclave? Let me explain how they see the state of our country and why we need to find ways to meet them where they live. You know, maybe go to their enclave. I don't know. It seems utterly ridiculous that Butt Tie Guy is even fanning the flames, of course, and he's using the terms African-Americans that are deprecated. We are not supposed to say African-Americans. We're not supposed to say Black Americans. Well, I guess we can.
We're not supposed to deprecate on them, especially.
But I said deprecate, not Butt Tie Guy. God, Alan, you're so difficult sometimes. Forget it. Let's just go to Mike in Kentucky. He's more sane. The sane one,
hey
Mike
guys.
In Kentucky.
Y'all, just go ahead and get happy because just like if you've ever, if maybe you have a good lawsuit if you never got all the way through school and had to read We from Yevgeny Zamyatin, where he talks about some future society surrounded by a green wall, and they use some procedure to burn out your imagination so you'll be compatible with the hive mind society. Well, some scientists have discovered a gene location that they say, among other things, helps you to forget stuff and be happy. It's a genetic mutation that helps block pain and improve healing. It was, I guess, researched by Anesthesiology Industries or whatever. It's published in a British Journal of Anesthesiology. Two mutations simultaneously suppress pain and anxiety and encourage happiness, wound healing, and memory loss. So you can forget about, you know, how good things used to be and be happy with the way things are and be happy with being tracked and not having any privacy. Did you catch the DEA story this week? Well, we didn't really research to see if our surveillance operations were legal or not. They didn't really care. DEA never checked to see if they're massive. Huh?
Legal schmiggle, it's just a word. What's up with you, Mike? Come on.
Legal? I remember somebody telling me about their husband had been arrested, I don't know, it's probably been 20-some years ago, and this police officer was speeding without his blue lights on, going like, I don't know, 80 and a 55 or something. And they knew it. And when they got arrested, the woman was like, well, you guys are going 80 miles an hour without your blue lights on. Ma'am, we're the law. We can drive as fast as we want. That was what the response they got. That badgitude, I call it, is out there, you know, whatever department policy is supposed to be. I think they were trying to get them in trouble for doing that, because when they get in those type of speeds, unless they're told to respond non-emergency, they have to put their blue lights on. So I think they were trying to get the officer in trouble, but the attitude came out from the captain or whoever at the police post that we can drive as fast as we want. I thought
well,
that was pretty funny.
Have to check the insurance company, right? You know, they might defund him in the future, but hey, it's the Wild West. What the hell?
Well, apparently the guy had a stolen lawnmower he was investigating, and the remark was made, damn thing must have had a V8 in it. V8 engine. But anyway, Drug Enforcement Administration is just thumbing their nose at any, I guess, what, and it goes all the way back to the early 90s, as I've said, the machine is on, Moira, and it's been on for a lot longer than most of us realize, probably, and as far as being able to, you know, stylize and profile and category and pigeonhole and manipulate blocks of the population with their bulk data collection programs. So this predates, you know, Bluffdale by 20 years at least, and we don't need no stinking warrants. Was that John Belushi from Animal House quoting some spaghetti western?
Blazing Saddles, which I just watched last night. And Blazing Saddles would never be allowed to be made in today's world. I can tell you that for a fact. It is so politically incorrect. It's just hilarious.
Then blame it, think, dang it, never. A sheriff is near. I think he said the sheriff is near. The sheriff is a bad.
I know. Poor future. It's not going to have any fun whatsoever.
We had Hurricane Harvey. I was surprised they didn't ban my. Wait, the thing is that the last caller, what was his name, Art, off the grid.
Yeah.
What he doesn't realize is they don't have to ban you on Facebook. They can just downrank you to where you're not speaking to anybody. And what I've seen is you can go around and making comments on people's profiles that you know in real life. And then you go back and check hours later, your comments have been marked spam, and nobody knows who's done it. So that kind of shadowy stuff downranks your profile so it doesn't show up in the feed of your friends, even if they're following you. So there's all kinds of shadowy ways that they can censor you, and you're not aware of it.
Yep. And this is the AI coming in. I mean, because you don't think that they've got that many people that are sitting down watching a screen, do you?
Yes, and in fact, there's stories about this, that artificial intelligence, in some cases, is a fraud. Now, they flag stuff, but that, you know, Facebook is, you know, how many billion-dollar company now? So they can go across the world in the Philippines and wherever, Malaysia, and they can have banks of people in India and whatever where the screen is translating stuff. There's stories about how they're getting paid some penance, you know, and they're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder because they're having to censor beheading videos and just vile animal porn, which I've seen in my own, you know, local group here as I tried to get in front of the pillbillies and the people selling stuff that they've stolen from other people, you know, and I've got a group that's about 13,000, and it's just for years, it didn't go a week or so until one of these members would log in, or they would click on a video or something, and it would say, type in your password to see this video, and it was a password capturing thing, you know, a phishing thing. You know, you want to see Melanie Griffith's pet lion when she was a child, you know. And so they didn't have enough sense to realize, I shouldn't have to log back in to see this, and they would lose their account password, and then their account would spam out, you know, pictures of women with dogs and horses and stuff to all the groups that they were in. And, you know, there was 9-year-olds on Facebook. So I got in all kinds of trouble locally with people for screening the posts, because you had to be screened to get in the group, and then you had to be screened to post. And it prevented that. I mean, I sent, like, pictures, screenshots of this stuff to the county attorney, and he thought I was tagging him in it or something. He didn't understand how it worked. And I'm saying, look, no, man, I'm trying to show you what people are being exposed to. And you could imagine, Mommy, do you do that with our dog? You know, that kind of question coming from a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old that's been, you know, parents have given in and let them use their smartphone to do Facebook, and they see this crap. So I'm trying to do that, and it's to block that from happening with people in my region, you know.
But, you know, Mike, on the AI subject, you know, I've got a little game here. It's a little looks about big, bigger than an egg. and it's called 20 Questions. It's a little electronic thing. And if you sit there and if you answer the questions it brings up honestly as you can, about 90 to 95% of the time, it's right. You think of something. I even had my cousin. She said, "Oh, well, you do it. I'll think of it." And then you just ask me the question. So I'd ask, you know, is it flat? You know, does it get wet? And, you know, and I went through the whole thing. And after 20 questions, and it came up with it. Is it a meerkat? And she goes, How did you do that? I was thinking of, you know, Hakuna Matata, you know, the Lion King. And she was thinking of the little meerkat. And it came up with meerkat. I mean, this thing.
Well, it reminds me of a Plinko chip. The Plinko chip game, you know, when the chip is bouncing back and forth between the pegs. Every time you go through another row of pegs, you've eliminated the path to somewhere else on that Plinko chip board. And this is the way programs work. So that's simply,
yeah, but
you know,
like
if then else. Those are
right.
In the logic flow, though, that's just an if then else statement, and that if then else statement has been around going back to the basic fifth version of basic programming. I mean, with processor speeds now and the amount of memory, go back to the ANT catalog that Snowden released, the Advanced Network Technology catalog. And advanced programmers in Russia and stuff can do just amazing things with small amounts of memory, but they had 3G phones that had 16 gigabytes of hidden memory in them back in 2007. Okay,
they
so I mean they've had plenty of time to develop this so-called intuitive software, and you
we
know,
can
talking
tell
with some 200 of these
times
are,
better than you know yourself what you were going to do. I've got the statements. I've got it from a damn technocrat conference over in Saudi Arabia.
Well, I've heard this because it's. You know, they're augmenting the web to no longer be the free and open internet. It's all, you know, search, and that's one of the things that start page search engine. Now, I don't think that they're the be all end all of search engines, but that's one of the things that start page sells itself on is that they're supposedly not filtering the web based on your past search histories like other search engines are. And so everything you're doing with these device fingerprints, if they can be linked to you, that data is collated, and they just develop basically Plinko chip boards that profile all your interests. That's why I've been saying we need to put noise in the database by liking things you don't like, claim to read books that you have never read, you know. You know, like
they'll have to force them to create an algorithm to clean the noise. You know, that's one way of actually, because they'll do an if-then-else statement on the noise, too. They just to figure out
anomalies. It'll pollute their database with so much stuff that
they can't,
you know.
They'll have to have another
process
to clean it.
Basically, white noise is your friend. If you're driving down the road and you don't have a Bluetooth stereo in your car that can't communicate with your phone, then you can throw that phone up on the dash of your car while it's being charged. You know, if you're driving an older car and then just throw a bunch of white noise in the microphone.
I was doing that similar thing, Mike, back in the 90s with one of the grocery stores in California because they were wanting to track my buying habits. You know, every single one of the grocery stores tried to issue you a club card. So I was polluting their database by using, you know, my relative's phone number for their houses because they'd also let you have the card or the phone number. So I would buy stuff using their, quote, discount price, you know, by giving their phone number, and that entailed polluting the database. So they thought that, you know, all my purchases were, you know, my sister's purchases, my neighbor's purchases because I knew my neighbor's phone number. So if you know your neighbor's phone number, you can just put it on their bill. Well, put it on
your favorite hardware store.
Yeah.
The favorite hardware store.
You go, they ask you, well, what's your phone number? What, to give you a discount? Oh, yeah. What's the phone number?
We had a problem with that. We've had a problem with that because we've had relatives that would use our phone number to get the discount at the gas pump. So we had to quit. We had to delete the phone number because they knew we... You know, they could use our phone number and get 20 cents off on the gas pump or something. So that's another security issue there.
If
your phone number's known.
Data collection. Hang on, folks. Let's do the break. Public of Texas Radio. Be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right. We're back. Hey, I was wondering, you know, Alan was talking over the break about camel races. You ever listen to a camel race on the radio? I haven't. That'd be kind of weird. Whatever. Okay. So where were we, Mike? You weren't going down the camel racing idea. Ever seen a camel race?
I would imagine there's lots of shouts of Allah Akbar and things like that.
Allah.
Yeah.
It's kind of
somebody's confusing. Always got to lose that race, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if it'd be the camel that loses.
Yeah, camel that loses probably gets, made into soup or something for the, what do they call those, demis? The semi-slave demis that, for some reason, they don't kill if you won't go, you join Islam or whatever, join the jihad. Get happy or else, you know. If you're not happy with the way the world is, it looks like they'll soon be able to alter you genetically.
Don't worry, you will be happy.
This is speaks right into what I've said for years, you know, before I found out about epigenomics, when they started calling big swaths of the human genome junk DNA.
Yeah.
I thought, man, that's pretty damn arrogant of the scientific community. And, of course, scientists have previously thought this area that they discovered and announced in the British Journal of Anesthesiology this month, They previously thought this area of human DNA was junk DNA, was not functional. Now they believe it mediates so-called FAAH expression, and the two mutations simultaneously suppress pain and anxiety and encourage happiness, wound healing, and memory loss. So,
and we don't have to do it surgically. We'll just hit you with a frequency, and you'll be just fine.
Or we'll just hit you with something in the food and massively alter the human germ, as they say, with a nice little virus or something to splice out that
gene. We all have our own individual DNA frequency that we emit, and that is tunable to resonance. And all they have to do is have that fine of adjustment to be able to fine-tune those frequencies down to that level, and they can control an individual person.
The expression of those genes that normally, they try to claim are associated with a disease or whatever like that. You know, the one that I go back to often is because she just did a media blitz, and it was her publicist that caused it, I guess, was Angelina Jolie, whose mom supposedly died of breast cancer, and she carried that BRCA2 gene. So she went around selling the idea that everybody needed to get tested for the BRCA2 gene, and this Australian company was trying to patent the gene location, and they lost in court eventually. But the idea was that if you've got this BRCA2 gene, you're going to get cancer. You just need to go ahead and get your ovaries cut out
white coats are gone, and the white coats said so, and this is the technocracy part of it there, Mike.
Well, it was just a good excuse for Angelina Jolie to get breast surgery. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, and so her publicist
the whole Angelina Jolie breast surgery thing, when that occurred, that would made a lot of, and they wrote the article, it says women are getting their breasts cut off because Angelina Jolie did it. Right?
Right.
You know, it was kind of like a push down. But that always reminds me of what's it called, the media's favorite transsexual, what was his name, Bruce Jenner, right? You know, it's kind of like, Bruce, you're going to be a star. You'll be on every Wheaties box. And
again,
you'll be just wonderful until we're going to do something to you. And then they said, well, now you're going to wear a dress, my friend. And he goes, what? Oh, my God, I'm going to wear a dress? But, you know, can you imagine? Because Angelina Jolie, she had a hell of a career before she went to, you know, chopped breast girl, lady, whatever. I mean, she was in Hackers. That was the original. I mean, that was really a pretty damn good futuristic style sci-fi thing, right? You know, it kind of caught the days when we grew up with modems and BBSs and pre-internet, and touched on some important parts, the predictive programming, you know, stuff that she was involved in. And that made her career, as far as I'm concerned.
I may have to go back and watch that. I haven't seen that in years. I totally forgot about that movie. But Sandra Bullock in The Net presages a lot of the stuff that we see. You know, you can have your entire life totally derailed. A local real estate woman that I know just posted a meme on Facebook that shows this couple standing outside their house that's collapsed, and the dog is sitting up on the roof and it's smoldering. And it says, "We just found out what happens when you have a smartphone or a smart home where everything is controllable and the power goes out." And the house just crumbles in on itself. It was the funniest thing I've seen in a while. And this is a real estate woman, but you know, the real estate pretty much is set to crumble again. They said for several years that commercial real estate is the next shoe to drop. And I think some of these people have been smart enough to just drop their prices down to the point of where some things are coming back in the mall. But you're seeing some things that you would never think that could afford to be there, like model railroad clubs and radio-controlled car racetracks and stuff in the mall. And you're like, how can these people afford to be here in this mall? This little shoebox place has got to cost a couple of $1,000s a month, and it doesn't, because the people that own that property have decided it's better to get something in there and get foot traffic in there than to just have hollow shells.
Sounds like a redneck enclave to me, Mike.
Huh?
Sounds like a redneck enclave to me.
Well, I am talking about Eastern Kentucky Mall up near Ashland, the Kiowa Mall, which I think stands for Kentucky, Ohio, Virginia. But yeah, they've got a model railroading headquarters over there. Like one of the club has I'd say at least a 20x40 cubby place where they have three or four big railroads set up, and it's like their headquarters. That, you know, 20 years ago probably would have fetched $1,500 to $2,000 a month and, you know, in rent, and I doubt it does now. It's probably donated, and they write it off as
come
a tax
to Fredericksburg,
write-off.
A little 10 foot wide by 30 foot deep shop will get you, $15,000, $20,000 a month here on Steve, or is it up more than that now?
In Houston?
No, Fredericksburg.
Fredericksburg. Yeah, but that's the Learjet crowd coming in there. That's
the beautiful people
you're talking about.
Well, that's the people that rent the property from the property owners on Main Street.
Yeah, their shop. Yeah.
You know, their shop prices are like $15,000 to $20,000 for a Main Street shop. And you fleece the people that come in on their Learjet, right? You sell them a board for $1,000 or, you know, a cup of coffee for $100. Whatever.
What's
the market
that?
Fair,
the movie, the Truman Show, right? The movie, The Truman Show, where anybody that looks homeless is shoved on the bus and sent out of town. Everything's all gleaming and glittery and painted and white and whatever. So that's what you're dealing with there. Is they're not going to acknowledge the crumbling portions of America, or they want to depopulate them.
The scariest piece of technology that came out last year, I guess for all time so far, I believe, and maybe I'm exaggerating here, but I don't think I am, Mike, is probably the scanner toilet. You remember last year when the scanner toilet came out? You know, because the scanner toilet would sit there and, you know, with that piece of technology coupled with RFID, you know, you can monitor what's coming in and out of you. It'll lead to total control of the biosphere. So they, you know, it could be coupled with your insurance company, you know, and the insurance company says you can't have whatever, you can't drink. Okay, so it's going to, you have to have an RFID chip to go to any one of the smart toilets. And, you know, they're going to measure that.
We'll have a nanotag identification number. Yeah.
Right. And
if something goes in you, it'll have to come out of you. And as far as medication or food or whatever, anything they put the tag into these Hitachi Mute chips, which are about the size of a fleck of pepper. And I already heard about a place, a secure computer room in Cincinnati, that has these on the floor, and they're statically charged to cling to your feet. If you walk into that secure area and you don't have the proper ID, when you go out of the building, you're, you know, arrested and tasered. Because they've got that, you know, the RFID is stuck to your person because it's that static charge. So, I mean, these things, the threshold from what I've heard is when they go below a nickel or 3 cents, they'll start showing up in everything from a pack of gum on up. And so if you ingest those things and they know you purchased an item and it doesn't come out your butt, then they're going to be wondering, where did you poop? You pooped somewhere that was unauthorized. Or it's stuck in you, and we need to go through
a full scan of your personal physiology to make sure if it's incorporated into the right area. Are you utilizing the minerals that we're giving you? Do we want a nice healthy slave because you are one of the rich slaves, or is it just one of the field workers?
People's diets suck in a lot of cases. They're not getting enough fiber, so they get these diverticuli, little pockets in their intestinal tract where these things are probably going to end up sitting. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the problem with the, you know, it's probably why they haven't rolled them out. They haven't figured out how to make people healthy enough to where they don't need all these medications and yet still make a profit. So I have to wonder, that maybe the one glimmer of my hope with this genetic mutation that they've found, a happiness gene or something, is that they will probably realize, our $300 billion in selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors will be threatened by genetically modifying
one of those
people to make them happy.
I filed back in my head, Mike, because I don't believe a damn thing that they tell me anymore, hardly, unless I see it with my own eyes. And sometimes then you even have to question it.
Well, I think that's a CIA director or somebody's infamous quote, whether it's true or not. You know, we'll know we'll be able to gauge our success when we'll be able to lie to people 90% of the time and they'll believe it or something. I can't remember. That's the concept anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been William Colby.
Very easy for him to do in today's world.
it's a wacky world, man. Like you said there, during the break, I couldn't hardly hear what you guys were talking about, but the camel races thing.
And then, of course, like I said, this guy was a big sports fan, his team, Texas Tech, had won, you know, got into the final few or whatever it is. I don't do the basketball, the sports thing. I looked at him and said, I think the only sports I see is bad Middle Eastern soccer and camel racing. And he goes, camel racing? I know camel racing. And I said, why does that not surprise me?
Well, the Jews for preservation of firearms ownership. This short-circuits some people's political brain when you say Jews for preservation of firearms ownership, you know, because so many in that spectrum are very liberal. But they have they lived through some different genocides, you know, over the years. And, of course, they tried to foment their own there. The elite did with the Bolshevik Revolution. I think that's a big, big reason why Germany hated Jews is because they had cultural memory of how many of their own people were absconded with,
into the Morgenthau Plan, all that good stuff,
For the crime of being just a Jew, just the crime of being a Christian and German. Millions and millions of Germans were killed during that time frame for the Russian Revolution. But they just put out a chart that shows the difference between Maine and California, and it's just crazy as far as the divide in this country over the folks that have the right to carry and bear arms versus those that have to apply for a privilege. And I think it's a prime illustration of why the Electoral College was instituted, and because the vast majority of this country would be irrelevant.
If you grow up in a big city, and big city is the only thing you know, the only time you hear about firearms is they're killing people. They don't, you didn't grow up out in the country where you need them for protection. Like, a neighbor of mine did get torn, ripped open by, got his leg ripped open by a hog. He walked into a pen one evening, and he says to me, he says, you know what? And I said, it was the only time that you weren't armed? And he said, yeah. He said, I just went down to check on a lamb in the pen, and there's a damn hog in there eating the feed. And
just a couple of generations.
Open, they don't understand things like that. I'm not excusing it.
Yeah. A couple of generations of pigs, being wild and the fight or flight adrenaline syndrome and all that they get, they start growing back big tusks and they end up looking like a wild boar. And just a very few, two or three generations, they go back feral. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't realize that. And so I think there is the response for a lot of these idiots, as I have to call them, in this increasingly divided America is that, we need to just rewild most of this country. And, there was 1 million calves estimated to be killed in all this flooding. But we got a lot of food price instability and stuff coming because of that. Grain and...
Don't worry, it won't make the inflation rate rise because food's not included in the inflation index. Unbelievable.
Well, people fly over this huge country, the vast area of America, and they just don't realize there's probably who knows how many hogs now that are on the loose in Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, and there's still pretty big areas of wilderness out there. So there's going to be a real problem in a few years of wild hogs. We already had that here in Kentucky. And, there's enough hunters that come to Kentucky and the seven states that surround them. I think they've gotten it curved back a little bit. But I heard about wild boars attacking somebody just last week. Or they almost got attacked. I think they were able to get back in their car and drive off. But, anytime somebody sees one of these, they need to just kill them. I don't think, as Derry Brownfield used to say, he was on this network years ago. I used to listen to him all the time from Missouri Ozarks.
Ignorance gone
to
seed.
Shovel and shut up. Don't brag about what you have to take out. You just take it out and, get rid of it. Make it catfish food, whatever. Zip tie some bungee cord some concrete blocks and drop it off the bridge. You don't keep souvenirs. Just take care of the problem. That was it. For years, he said that on his show with the Missouri cougars and wild boars and stuff like that. You know, if you know the DEA doesn't need no stinking license or warrant for whatever they're going to do, then there's a spirit of lawlessness across the land. Was it Shakespeare? In times of war, the law falls silent. And if you know,
I was like Gary's ground, ignorance gone to seed. That was
yeah, ignorance gone to seed.
Mind.
That's
yeah.
right. So we're up
Man,
against
that was such
you know
a great
the extreme,
show.
The extreme left and extreme right out in you know New England and California, and they think they've got us outnumbered. The Electoral College is the last remnant of the old republic that's preventing that. And whether you believe Trump hijacked it or not, we need to make sure nobody messes with the Electoral College. I think we need to go back to where the states are appointing the senators. Whatever amendment that was, the 17th Amendment, I think that needs to be revoked. Where the states have senators that they appoint, not directly elected, because that's a democracy corruption of the original republic. And the Electoral College doing away with it, which Hillary's fought to do for 30 years at least.
This system is not broken. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do. It can't be fixed. It's not broken.
I'm going to fight them, and I'm going to fight really hard by founding the Texans Against Scanner Ooh. Toilets. we'll fight them where it comes out. So, but that won't work.
A whole new meaning for cop. A whole new meaning for cop. A squat.
Or if you add like an environment or something like that on the end of that phrase, Steve, your acronym would be TASTE.
I don't want to know the definition, Alan. Don't do that to me. That's bad. Bad, Alan. Oh, God.
Texans Against Scanner Toilets Entirely. TASTE.
TASTE.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny stuff. Oh, okay, fun. Well, talk to you guys later,
there goes
man.
Yeah, I know. I'd run away too.
Well, Steve, we only went from toilets to San Francisco today, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Well, there's a poop. Okay. I think there's a poop map in San Francisco to help you avoid where the poop is on the streets. I heard that last year.
Yeah.
Ran down with
police. Guys. Thanks for the call, Mike. Let's grab Mike Mark in Philadelphia before we run out of time here. Oh, look, we got a little bit of time. Mark in Philadelphia, what do you got, man? Are you going to slide down the toilet with us or what?
Hopefully not.
Okay, good.
I was hoping that Mike could stay on because I wanted to ask him about what's going on with Kentucky with the firearms thing. I'm originally from Missouri, so the deal that just is going through now with the with Missouri standing up and basically acknowledging and affirming their state's sovereignty, which through the Second Amendment Preservation Act, where they're putting forth a law that will nullify all federal gun laws within the state, past, present, and future. And I got involved with that back in 2013 when we attempted to do that then, and it was a big deal for all states because it was the first state that would, you know, declare, you know, that, you know, it is a state, and federal authorities, federal agents cannot come in and violate a local citizen. So now but that got defeated. Anyway, so now they're doing it again, but this time I think it's going to go through, and I just wanted to ask you guys what you thought about that, and then I want to ask you something else.
Okay. Well, Alan, any thoughts?
Unfortunately, I see it as ends up being the main power centers. It's like when I went to Illinois that time, and I would try to buy ammo, and they asked me for my FOID card, and I said, pardon me, and they said, firearms owner identification. And the guys behind me in line said, yeah. I said, the rest of the state has to suffer for what goes on in Chicago. You know, it's Missouri, I see the same thing. St. Louis, you know, Texas, we have, you know, Dallas, Houston, you know, Austin, you know, down here to deal with. That's where all the voting comes from, and those people are just screwed up in their heads. And they've got so many people in the urban centers now, they've lost touch with the land and what the rest of it's like out there. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of faith, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I understand. I think it's going to go through, though. I really do, this time.
Really?
The other question I have for you is, look, I appreciate all perspectives, you know, because there's a lot of people out there a lot smarter than me. But I don't know if you guys listen to Robert Revolt's show. It's on late tonight, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And I don't know if you listened to last week where and I'd called in where Jeff from Idaho and Jeff from Idaho is a pretty sharp, pretty smart guy. I mean, he's got he's tracking a lot of data, a lot of information, a lot of intel.
It's a good thought. Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you guys if you'd heard that show and if you heard what he had to say. And he says in 5 months that something, in the next 5 months something's going to happen. He's basically what he's saying is that there is an inside group and they've been working on going against the bad guys for some time now. But they're really getting it together. And actually, Trump is on the good side to bring the bad guys down. I don't know. So what say you guys?
Let's go with Alan again for 500.
Well, sorry, Steve, but there's always that little hope in the back of my mind. Like I keep facts and figures and things that I can pull up later. I always have that little hope in the back of my mind that I wish I could be called crazy, that I don't see patterns, but I don't know. I'm not saying I'm omniscient or anything, but you do start to see patterns, and over time, I can't see how more people don't see it, and you can almost predict what they're going to do. Very little of it really surprises me.
Hey, let's do something else. Hey, Ken, are you still there? Because Ken knows the show. He was the actual board op. What do you think about that? Can you answer the question? What are your thoughts?
Really? You're going to drag me into it, huh?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Robert Breivold, what do you think?
Here's what I would say. I say a lot of people hear, to me, what they respond to is basically what's out in the mainstream news when they're judging what's happening, okay? I would just put it this way. Everybody knows what's been going on for, decades, right? And so then it's funny for me to see people respond to the news, just the crap news that's out there, and then make their decisions about if there is a group working against these people, that they would just all be saying and doing everything out in the open. Mm-hmm. Because that's how you win a war, is just by telling your enemy everything you're doing and what you're going to do and all this stuff. And so, when people have these responses about, oh, yeah, everything's always bad and nobody's ever going to do anything and I see a pattern or whatever, to me it doesn't make sense. Because literally if someone is going to take action, you're not going to see all the stuff they're doing. But yet everybody judges it like that. Oh, I heard the news or whatever and nothing's happening or whatever. I'm just saying if anybody's going to fight a battle, it ain't going to be out in the public. And they're not going to tell you anything. And even when they say things, if they're going to win, they're not always going to be. They're going to be thrown at deceptions too. So that's my point of view.
And there's that
hope in the back of my mind, that I can call it. I'd love to be crazy. Yeah, for this crap not really be happening. We'll see. Like I said, there's always that hope. I'm not saying there are very few definites in my life anymore. I don't say definitely no or definitely yes to very many things.
He was saying that the group that where this came from was actually Patton's group. The guys in the group, the military intelligence that were with Patton 100%, I guess. I'm kind of making that up, but the guys that were with Patton, discovered that we had defeated the wrong enemy. When we defeated Germany, he says we've defeated the wrong enemy. The enemy here, the Bolsheviks, he wanted to go all the way to Moscow. Now that makes sense. That there's a really dedicated, loyal group of patriots that really want to preserve the republic. So that does make sense. So. And I'm aware that there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't see, and that's where I'm hoping that Jeff's right, but he says wait for 5 months, and in the next 5 months some things are going to happen. So I'm just putting this out there, and I'm wondering if you guys had heard it too, so that we're
it's so whispering, for sure. No, I, well, yes, I've heard stuff, right? You know, I hear things. The patent angle, that's the first time I've heard that, that statement. And I just wonder, how can they still be alive? But then as I make this stuff up in my own head, how they could be still alive, you'd look at it and say, well, they figured it out when, you know, Patton figured it out, and they were young at the time, and then they've been working towards it the entire time, and they're old, and they've got followers that have been, you know, involved and are involved. So I guess it's plausible, possible. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll let it go with that. Thanks, guys.
I'll be more
all
than
right.
I was wrong.
Well, we'll see. We got 5 months. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
So what future do you want? Do you want scanner toilets? No, you're listening to RBN. Scanner toilets are not fun. Are they working in the shadows, for lack of a better term, trying to change the world to a better place? Some people believe that, things are happening, things are big. I, myself, have been swatted quite a bit since I woke up to the reality kind of sucks around us. And I get beat up every time I put some hope in a very bright future. So I choose to be cynical. But we'll have to wait and see where we go. Keep your ducks in a row, folks. I guess that's the best, advice for the future, no matter what. Be prepared. Prepping is, still an important aspect of this. Being informed of what's going on is important too, Alan, don't you think? But, where do you go from here forward? What do you think, Alan?
Be as ready as you can mentally, physically, with food preparations, water, filter. You folks in the large cities, you got a whole other different sets of problems. We can't tell what might or might not actually happen, but it's whatever does happen, even if it's for the good side, it's not going to be painless, folks. There will be consequences to anything that we do. The world is going to learn that very, kids today aren't taught that there are consequences for their actions, Everyone gets a medal, yada, yada, this and that, bring it all to mediocrity. It's going to be a real hard slap when it does come, whether it's for the good or whether it's on the bad side. It's not going to be painless.
Right. And so for us here in the sticks, the millionaire camp, I don't know what the heck it's going to look like here, but,
we've all got our own actual individual reality, It's a separate reality for each one of us to a point.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is, we're at the end of the month. That's March. And if we got 5 months left to go, that's March, April, May, June, July, and August. Hey, we're going to have a big change in the world before my birthday there, Alan. That should be fun.
We'll get a new... might see a 420 might actually bring something again, Steve. Don't forget about 420.
420. I thought there was a... That's when the slaves got freed, or is that 15th or something like that? I don't know. They got so many crazy dates. What's 420? That's the day they...
Lots of wild stuff's happened on, the 19th or the 20th of April.
Okay. Oh, yeah, 420. The Ides of March? No, that's already passed. That was the 11th of...
Supposedly, Hitler's birthday, Oklahoma City, various things like that. So lots of things over time. Kind of like 9-11.
9-11.
When was the first the cornerstone of the Pentagon laid? 9-11.
9-11, exactly. Sounds like an old "Let's Invade Iraq" song. 9-11. Let's go invade Iraq.
And all they'd have to do is hit them with those frequency weapons, so the elite guard would pop up out of their foxholes and surrender to kitchen crews again. You tell me they don't have special weaponry? Come on, folks.
Yeah, it's true. Well, sorry we didn't talk a little bit more about, Texas Independence. I kind of have a whole bunch on that. Didn't want to get into it this week. We will try again next week. Try to talk a little bit about that. We'll see where we go. The end of the scanner toilet. Well, at least us talking about them. And be safe in your own enclave. Yoo-hoo! Republic of Texas Radio. Until next week.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.